Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Here's McGillie trying to get free at center. McGillie in over the Montreal line and a backhand score! Oh, my! Alexander McGillie, who says this guy is afraid to fly? He left a vapor trail!
To the Hall of Fame for Alexander McGillie. Just reading a little bit about what players, former teammates, have said about him. Matt Sundin once called McGillie the best player he's ever played with. Two-time Jack Adams winner. Pat Quinn called him the most talented player he's ever coached. Spent time, of course, with the Leafs, with the Devils, with the Canucks. And
yep.
I'm 46 today. I did not watch or love the Sabres in 1992-93, but...
And they also wouldn't have been on TV then, right? Because it wasn't the same as now.
I don't know. This is where we reach out to... I'm trying to make myself feel young here. Hey, old-timers, which would be people my age that were born here and lived here and watched the Sabres. Was McGillie and LaFontaine, was that just the best?
Mm-hmm.
Was that having McDavid and Draisaitl on the ice? I mean, back then, points are scored a lot more, so maybe they're not as unique as McDavid and Draisaitl might be.
I have a hockey card from when I was a kid, and it's the 92-93 top set, I think, and the card is called Nifty 50, and it's all the 50 goal scorers from that season, and I think there are 14 players.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Or 16 players. Like, it's a crazy list. I mean, he led the league in goals, but... Right, like Mario would have put up. Like, where did they rank in points that year? That's not the trivia you have, by the way, right?
No.
The 93 point leaders? Okay.
It is not. It is not. But I'm very excited about my stat of the day and my trivia.
Okay. So, like, McGillie had 127 points that season, and he ranked eighth in the NHL with 127 points. Mario had 160. I guess LaFontaine was second, 148. So, okay. Maybe it was. Like that, watching those two, they weren't good, though.
The Sabres?
No, like, 92-93, so that's an 84-game season. They had 86 points. They were 38, 36, and 10. I think they that's when everyone made the playoffs, right? So maybe they – is that's the year they lose in round one before May Day?
We can't get a Let's Get Stupid and a instant trivia and a stat of the day all in one segment, but – I kind of want to do a quick Let's Get Stupid, but
okay,
call it Let's Get Stupid. Would you take right now the Sabres miss the playoffs by 2 points, but two guys score 120 points? Like, you miss the playoffs, but you get a 76-goal season from Tage.
It kind of sounds like just a juiced-up version of 2 years ago.
Right, which
22-23.
Which was enjoyable and fun.
It was.
We got some callers in on McGillie.
I think I would take that.
Yeah, you just basically be saying, like, all right, hey, the drought lives on another year, but you're super entertained.
Yeah.
And you're watching.
Let's put a poll up.
Greatness.
How many people would take that? You're accepting missing the playoffs, but I'm just trying to live a little here.
I know, right. Just trying to have a good time. Just trying to have a good time. They scored a bunch of goals last year, right?
Right.
They scored a lot. Mark in Buffalo on McGillie. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. One of those old guys. I'll answer your question. Yes, McGillie and LaFontaine were magic together. I mean, I think LaFontaine was a little bit banged up already with all his concussions, so he could have been even better. But I still go back as an old guy. There's nothing like Parole, Martin, and Robert. Yep. Nothing. Nothing for me. Guys, have a great day.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, like as part of this question, I'm thinking about Mogilny and LaFontaine that year, 92-93. Joe, I would be 13/14, which is when you're growing up watching sports, isn't it that the ages of 11 to 15 are the things you love the most? That's when you start to figure out how sports work. I mean, you just might watch it earlier in your life, of course, but you really become a sports fan, and I feel like you're everything you love is born in those years. And doing the math on that, I just feel like as he calls in and talks about Perot, like whenever your era was, if it was Perot, the French Connection, if it was Mogilny and LaFontaine, if it was...
Mine's 05-06.
Sure, that's exactly what I mean. If it's 05-06,
yeah.
If it's Pekka and Hasek, you know, when you're 12, mm-hmm. that might be the music you like the most, the things you're nostalgic for happen yep. right in that window of your life. And you know, I was not here. I did not, you know, follow the Sabres when I was that age. So I missed out on Mogilny and LaFontaine, but man, it must have been amazing and so fun. I'd probably be one of the guys or one of the men or women listening to right now that 30 years later, you're like, oh yeah, Mogilny's still my favorite player. Like nobody has touched that guy. Rob in Hamburg. Hey, Rob.
Hey, one part of your question is, yes, they were on TV a lot. It used to be okay. on over-the-air TV on Channel 29 back then. And if they weren't on, people actually listened to the radio like it was a baseball game in the 40s.
Yeah.
That's how involved we were with this team and how we were involved with these two guys. Also, look at the games played by Mary Lemieux. He had leukemia that year, and he missed a boatload of games. And he still came back and beat LaFontaine.
Okay.
I remember that. I remember Lemieux's return. See, I'm watching hockey at that time.
That's in that season, though?
I remember Lemieux's return. The early 90s is...
Okay, he had... Yeah, right. LaFontaine had 148 points in 84 games. Lemieux in 60 games had 160.
160 points in 60 games?
Yeah. He won MVP that year.
Yeah.
Seems deserved.
That's the 92-93 season?
Goalies, man.
It was the goalies.
Yeah. Am I wrong? Yeah. Like I don't mean to be disparaging to Mario Lemieux, but there were no goaltenders back then.
Yeah, it was a very different game.
Although that's the year Hasek shows up, I think.
I'm also going to tell you something else about that era. Everyone likes to say, don't skate with your head down. I want you to watch all the highlights of Mario Lemieux skating with his head down. That dude skated. And Jagr. And those guys were dancing and doing all the... Yeah. Their heads were down all the time. And they were not blasted.
Yeah.
By elbows.
A lot of that is like Lemieux is a giant.
He was huge
guy, so like, yeah. That helps.
Not taking anything away, just
yeah.
It was not always the, you know, oh, every person that got hit deserved it.
Yeah. That 92-93 Sabre team, by the way, had 6 Hall of Famers on it.
Yeah.
And didn't do anything.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Although I think Andrew Chuck's maybe traded in the middle of the year. Hasek only plays 28 games.
Did they all win cups somewhere else? Has our scope been too zoomed in? And it turns
out... Hold on. I think the answer is yes. Some might be before, though. Hasek won in Detroit.
Mogilny won in New Jersey.
Fuhrer won in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Mogilny won in New Jersey. LaFontaine won for the Islanders, right?
Before or after?
When he's young, okay. So before. Yeah. Andrew Chuck won in Tampa.
All right.
The only one you're missing is Howard Chuck. Did Howard Chuck win a cup? I don't know. He played for Winnipeg.
We're too focused on the last 10 years. It's always been happening.
Yeah.
803-0550. John in Pittsburgh, and then this incredible stat of the day and instant trivia, which will be short. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good. Good.
Hey, so you were talking about that 92-93 season. That was the year that they beat Boston. That was the Mayday year.
Thank you. Okay, good. Thank you.
Because they ended up losing to the eventual champions in Montreal in the next round. But Boston actually was the number two team in that year. I'm pretty sure, if I remember, the only reason why they lost that Montreal series is because LaFontaine got hurt. But I have been one of those guys that has – I'm 38. I know you said you're 46 today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But I remember watching them. My grandparents had season tickets. I remember sitting in the yard watching LaFontaine and McGillney when I was 6 years old and just watching them fly around. But that they were probably my two favorite players of all time, and they will never. Nobody will ever take that spot.
John, I have a question for you. We got an email from David who is remembering McGillney and LaFontaine. Says, the thing I remember most, or should say I don't remember, is those two were so great, I don't remember, and who remembers whoever played on a line with them? Who would have been on a line with them?
Howard Chuck.
It was Howard Chuck. Okay. The whole time?
It was Dale Howard Chuck. Most of the time.
Yeah.
It was always those three for the most part until, I want to say, right around the 94-95 season.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah. John. Thanks for the call.
Hey, yeah, have a great day, guys.
Thanks.
And you are remembering that, right? So, yeah, that's the Mayday year. They beat Boston. They get swept by Montreal. I've got LaFontaine playing three games, though. And they also got swept losing 4-3, 4-3 in overtime, 4-3 in overtime, 4-3 in overtime. So they lost by the same score every single game of that series. Three of them were in OT.
That's kind of like Bills Chiefs. Right, like just keep losing the same game.
But it happens all in a week.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You want the trivia or the stat of the day?
Give me the – I think you built up the stat of the day.
They're both kind of the same.
All right, give me the trivia.
Okay. The trivia is, we know a little bit about droughts. McGillney and LaFontaine are the last Buffalo Sabres to have a 100-point season.
In that year?
That year. No Buffalo Sabres had a 100-point season since McGillney or LaFontaine.
Okay.
Two-part trivia. How many teams have a drought that long? And name those teams. Give me the number first. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
I'm going to say there's like five teams.
It is one team. There's only one NHL team that has gone longer without a 100-point score. What team is it? Only one NHL team has gone longer without a 100-point score.
Let me pull up the standings here. Look at a list of teams. Is it going to be like... Oh, is it going to be the Devils?
The New Jersey Devils, that is not correct. The Devils.
Patrick Eliash get to 100? No.
I'll find it here for you. I got the full list here.
Kovalchuk was there. Could have been Kovalchuk. Who's the Devils guy going to be?
Wait a minute. The Devils have never had a 100-point player.
Oh, so there you go.
Okay.
So there's two.
No, I said who has had a longer drought. Okay. Sorry, the Devils were on the list. Yeah. Which team has had a longer drought since its last 100-point score? Okay, sorry. Good guess. Columbus, Nashville.
Like they don't count because they didn't exist that long.
That's right.
Okay. Philly.
Yeah, the longest.
Philly.
Philly is not correct. Philly.
Giroux, maybe?
Yeah. Longest gap since their last 100-point score is Giroux in 2017-18. And Lindros did it in 95-96.
Lindros, right.
One NHL team has had a 100-point score further back than McGillney and LaFontaine. That's the way to phrase the question.
This is tough. What about the LA Kings? I'm going to say Gretzky did it before that.
The Kings, not correct.
Okay.
The Kings had a 100-point score in Gretzky, Korea. No, sorry, just Gretzky, 95-96.
Okay, who did it was Gretzky, but it was after.
Yes,
okay.
Who did it? He also did it 93-94. So he did it twice.
Okay.
Which is part of the stat of the day was going to be that Wayne Gretzky more recently is a 100-point season than the Buffalo Sabres.
The Buffalo Sabres. Yikes.
There's your stat of the day. I mean,
yikes.
It's true of the Devils and the a couple other teams too, but like, yeah. Gretzky has a 100-point season more recently than a Sabre player.
I saw myself from last night. I'll probably do this later today. Counting the number of Hall of Famers now that have played a playoff game more recently than the Sabres have, because I think there are three that just went in yesterday. What about...
Give you one more guess, and then I'll wrap it up.
Okay. Better make it a good one. St. Louis, no. Hull, probably right. No. Calgary. Goudreau. Give me a... No, Goudreau did it, I bet. How about...
Calgary, Matthew Tkachuk, and Johnny Gaudreau both.
How about the New York Islanders?
Also a good guess, but not correct.
Okay.
The Islanders got a 100-point season.
Like Yashin, maybe?
In the same year.
Ah.
So not a longer drought, 92-93.
The same drought.
The only team that has had a 100-point score, and it's further back than the Sabres, is Montreal.
Oh!
Montreal has not had a 100-point score since 1985-86.
Who was 40 that? Andre Richard?
Mats Naslund. No 100-point score for 40 years in Montreal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who gets one first?
Tage. Tage's been close. Stay healthy.
You'd bet would you bet he scores 100 in his career?
I think he's got a couple more years to do it. Yeah.
He's gotten to 94. He got to
94. Is that the year where they took him out of a game where he had six? Leave him in.
Don't remind me of that.
You got to leave him in.
Guy had a shot at the NHL record.
Also, what if they, the power play were amazing? Can help. All right, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, happy Wednesday. It is June 25th, and it's nice outside. That's how it goes. Welcome to late June. What else? NBA draft is tonight.
Yes.
NHL draft is Friday.
The NBA is drunk right now with some of these trades we're
seeing
too.
I'm once again asking that the NHL be run by the NBA GMs. I just want that league. The NBA GMs trade everybody all the time, a million draft picks. The NHL's out here like, well, I don't know if I could trade the ninth pick. I mean, the Sabres will, but nobody wants it. Nobody wants anything in the NHL. All right. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.